Welcome to our class on Chassidus. We're going to be learning a beautiful Chassidic discourse from the Rebbe. The name of the Chassidic discourse is called Lech Lecha. The Rebbe said this Chassidic discourse on Shabbos Parshas Lech Lecha, that year was the 10th day in the month of Mar Cheshvan, in the year Tavshin Mem Beis, 44 years ago. So again, the Chassidic discourse is based on the verse in this week's Torah portion where it says, Lech lecha me'artzecha me'ladetecha me'beis avicha. Where God comes to Abraham and he tells him to go and to leave from his land, from the place that he was born, from his parents' home, etc. The Rebbe says that the Alter Rebbe, in his classical works in Torah Er, in the beginning of the Parsha, and he says that there's two types of going over here. And like the verse says, by Yelech he went Lamasov. Masov doesn't say Masa one travel. Masov is plural. In other words, what's the double travels? So in Kabbalah it explains. Alter Rebbe says that's Milmata Lamaila. You're leaving from down here, going on high, and then Milmaila Lamata, going from high down below. Now, when you're traveling from on high down to low, so he explains. What does that mean practically? So initially, Avram was called Avram. He didn't have a hey as his name. So his name was spelled Aleph Vez Reish Mem, which is divided into two words. Avram. What is Avram referring to? So it's explained that it's referring to Seichel Hanela Mikol Rayim, a very, very, very deep level of intellect. And from this level, where Abraham was holding on Seichel Hanelam Mikol Rayon, so he had to leave from this high, lofty level he was, and he had to come down to earth, into reality, to the land that Hashem says, I will show you. What does that mean practically? On the spiritual level, it's referring to lands, we know it's referring to the sphere of Malchus. Up to the land, literally. So in other words, so Abraham was leaving the highest level of intellect and coming down to what? To the sphere of Malchus. Now, even though this is a downgrade, because if you're living in the level of intellect on the highest level, you're coming down to Malchus, the downgrade. But the fact is, no, there's no such thing. It's ultimate downgrade. Yes, it's a temporary downgrade. But through the downgrade, when Abraham leaves the intellect and he goes into Malchus, Abraham gets elevated. Why? Because he goes from Avram, from this powerful intellectual place where he was, and he becomes Avraham. And as they add the letter hey into his name. In other words, and the verse says, because up until then he was Avram, and by adding hey, now he's Av Hamoin Goyim Seticha, he is the father of a multitude of nations. In other words, because he was able to go down and leave his intellectual world and come into the world of Malchus, therefore he was able to acquire the hey, which represents a whole new level of leadership of all the nations. Why is that? Why does he need a hay? Because in order to go ahead and fulfill his mission on the lowest level, he needs to have more blessings, more energy. So the hay is the gift that he receives to for his new mission in the world. And like, for example, there is a beautiful example. If you have a wise person who has to go deal with a child, and as a child could be both on two, could be one of two options, either quantitatively in age level, so the teacher is much older, the child is much younger in age wise, or it could be the teacher could be younger than the child. The child might be older, but we're talking about intellect, or it could be both, a combination of both. So, in other words, but the point is, when a teacher, again, either older or wiser, needs to relate to a younger child, again, either both in years or in intellect, so you have to have an extra level of bina, of understanding, in order to reach the lower level. And Rebbe explains, there are some wise people, very, very wise people, that they don't have the capacity, they don't have the tools, they don't have the gift to reach a lower level. But specifically, we know King Solomon, who was the wisest person that existed, and he was able to reach the lowest level, and that's why when he would explain things, he would use 3,000 parables. In other words, he was able to bring down his deep intellect 3,000 levels. And every single level, when you brought it down to the next level, you needed another parable. Because obviously, the level you bring it down to, that level's amazing, but now in order to go to the next level, you need another parable. And like it's... Many, many times in Chazal, they bring different midrashim, and they bring a parable of a king, and they use a parable in order to explain the king. Hashem, you use a parable of a king with flesh and blood, and obviously you can't compare. But the point is, by using the analogy, you're able to relate. And how was King Solomon able to do this? Because he had the gift, which is called Bina Yaseira, an extra level of Bina that he can bring it down to the lowest level. So the same thing also in our conversation. In order to go down from Seichel HaNelem Kol Rayin, the level that Abraham was at, to go down to the land which is Malchus, to the land that Hashem is going to show you, and then he's going to come the father of the multiple nations, what he needed was the extra hay, which the extra hay represents the idea of Bina, and that gave him the power that he was able to go reach the lowest level. Now, that is coming down from the highest to the lowest level. Now, going from the lowest to the highest level, so it's explained in the Hasidic discourses, also in obviously in Parshas Lech Lecha, and obviously since it's brought in Parshas Lech Lecha, so obviously you can tell that it's necessary to understand that over here, with reference to the idea of Lech Lecha, and the same thing also in the literal translation of Lech Lecha, because what does it mean Lech Lecha? And we always know that even though there's different ways to understand the verse, the simple way, Kabbalistic way, mystical way, emotional way, whatever way you want to learn it, but you have to always take the verse the way it's literally meant to be. And what is the literal level? Abraham left his land, he left his birthplace, he left his parents' home, and he left Haran. And we know Haran is called Haran because it's the wrath of the world. And he left Ur Kasdim, and where did he go? He went to the land that's God showing him. So on a literal level, Abraham left Milmata Lamaila, he was leaving from the lowest part of the world, he's going to the holy place Hashem was showing him. Now, one second, you're going to say, but where's he going? He's going to the land of Israel. But the fact is, at that time was the Eretz Canaan. And like it says clearly in the verse, that Canaan, he was in the land. So first of all, Rebbe says that Rashi says that the Canaanites was going ahead and he was conquering it, and at that time it was still the land of Shem. But even when it was the land of Canaan, but obviously you can't compare the land of Canaan to the place where Abraham left, of Haran Ur Kasdim. And like it says clearly in the verse, on the other that on the other side of the river our ancestors lived. And there's besides the fact the way it's explained in Chassidus on a spiritual high level, which is referring to, we said, the highest level of the intellect. But we know the negative understanding is, like the verse says, that they served other idols. And as we know, the Terach, Abraham's father, was an idolater. And Abraham went ahead and he had to break all the idolatry. So the point is that he was leaving a place of full of idolatry. And that's why it says Lech Lecha, to go Milmata Lamaila, from the lowest place to the highest place. In other words, even though Abraham was able to affect, to break the idols in the house of his father when he was brought up, but nevertheless, that's a low level. He has to go to the land of Sharia Record that I'm going to show you. Which land is that? That's called Eretz Yisrael, the land of Israel. And over there, he's going to call B'Shem Hashem Keloilam, he's going to call in the name of Hashem, the God of the world. And like Rashi explains, because when Abraham was in his father's home, Hashem was only the God of the heaven. In other words, why? Because the world, the physical world, had its own existence. And God was the God of the world, but it wasn't his world. What did Abraham affect? He affected that God should be revealed in the world. Keloilam. That, what does that mean? That God and world is one thing. And like the Rambam explains in the beginning of the laws of idolatry, and the way Abraham operated in the world, that he made that the world should realize that God is the one that runs the world. Now, these two insights of first bringing down the highest level, Seichel Nel Mikolraim, into Malchus, and he got the letter Hey as a bonus, and the other one where he left the lowest places to go to the highest level, obviously the two, even though the two opposite insights, they're both connected to each other. Why is that? And Rebbe explains like this. Because in order that you should be able to go from the highest places down to the lowest places, and it was from the Seichel HaNelem Kol Rayin, from the highest level of intellect, down to the level of Malchus, you need to have power to take on this journey. And so where do you get the power from the journey? The power from the journey is when you work first, Milmata Lamaila, when you do your work, and when you leave the idolatry, and when you go to the house of Hashem. And when you do your work by doing your part, ripping yourself away and going ahead and elevating the physical world, then you have the power to bring down the highest level down into this world. And when you bring down the highest level into the world, then you reach Asher HaRekha, the place that God's going to show you. What does that mean? That God is going to show and reveal who you are. And as he's going to reveal Abraham. And where does Abraham get revealed? Specifically in this world. So the Rebbe is saying like this, it's a two-part process. On one hand, you have to start doing your work, you have to go ahead and leave the physical reality, leave the idolatry, and you want to cleave to Hashem. Then once you get there, but then what happens then, you don't stay there, then you bring that powerful energy down into this world, but what happens then, your neshama, your real self gets revealed, and that's when things are really, really amazing. Now, and Rebbe says, just like this happened by Avraham Avinu. Till now we learned about Avraham Avinu. And it says, Echad Avraham, there's one Abraham. And he was called, why was he called Avraham? He was called Avraham HaIvri. Avraham, the Hebrew, what does that mean, the Ivri? So literally transformation of the Hebrew, but Ivri all comes from Aver, from a side. What does that mean? That the whole world was on one side, and Abraham stood alone on one side. Think about that. Avraham HaIvri, why is he called Abraham the Hebrew? Comes from side. The whole world was on one side, and he stood strong on one side. And the same thing also says it applies to every single Jewish person, that we have an inheritance from Avraham Avinu, and we have to work on both levels. What does that mean practically? That every single morning when we get up, you have to leave the physical world and you have to go make it a spiritual world. You have to elevate the world. How do you do that? By the first thing, we start praying. And we say the Shema, and we do the Shemona Esrei, because the idea is to elevate, to leave the physical world. And that's why it says, Lech Lecha, you have to go, Mi'artzecha, from your land, the place you're born, from your parents' home. What does that mean, a spiritual level? Mi'artzecha comes from your tzaynus, your wants. You know, even though you want to sleep in, no, time to get up and go pray. You want to sleep in, time to go study Torah. And Meladcha, the place you're born, which means that's your habits, your routine, etc. Base of Vicha, your parents' home, referring to your way you comprehend things and your emotions, and you go higher and higher. You leave yourself, and afterwards, when you do your part, we bring it back into the world after prayers, and we have to deal with the physical world. You have a job, you have errands to do, and you bring all the powerful ideas down into this world. And when you do that, again, first you leave through prayer, and then you bring back the godliness into the world, then what gets revealed, the true self. What gets revealed is the real quality every single Jew has, and what God is going to show us, that the godly spark within us and the godliness in the world. Why is that? Because when a person brings the godliness into the world, you actually go to your source. And not only that, you even go higher than your source. And you go higher than the source of things that were created. And you go into the source, the true source. And like the verse says, that the spirit goes back to God, that God gave us. And that's the ultimate idea of tshuva, to returning to the highest level. Now, when we do our spiritual work on these both levels, then what happens is we come to the revelation of the future. Like it says, V'yisalachti b'soichachem, I'm going to walk amongst you. And it says, V'yisalachti, plural, two types of walking. And V'oilech eskem, God's going to take us standing upright, claiming me as double standing upright. How is that going to happen? It's going to happen when we do our work and our effort during Gullus. And like the author explains at Lent and Tanya, that our effort in Gullus is what creates the reality in the future. And especially before Mashiach comes, and then we will come to the land that I will show you. Which means the God's going to be revealed in a real way. And like it says in the prophets, we're not going to have to hide anymore. There's not going to have any garments. God is going to be totally revealed. And there was the fact is, one second, don't be, you know, think it's like this is something which has like never happened before. Already happened before when God gave the Torah. Because when God gave the Torah, everyone was able to see. But that was only a taste of what it's going to be like when Mashiach comes. But when Mashiach comes, everything's going to be revealed. And like it's explained at Lent in Shaar Emunah, and in short in Likutei Torah, that basically the learning of the Torah when Mashiach has come is going to be at the level of seeing. And how do we affect this revelation? That happens when we do our work today, our traveling today, which is generally speaking, how do we create Melmata Lamayla Lamayla Lamata? That comes from the two ways we connect to Hashem, one through learning Torah, which brings down godliness into the world, and one through mitzvahs is elevating the world, because what's the whole idea of Torah? You're bringing godliness into the world, like it says clearly, when God spoke, His voice came from heaven down to earth, and mitzvahs elevating the physical world, like He explains in Torah from the altar in the beginning, and by doing our part, again, of learning Torah, bringing godliness to the world, doing mitzvahs, elevating the world, we're going to come to fulfill the promise that God promised us, that God's going to take us standing upright, and God's going to be our king, and the earth finishes off, it should happen, b'mheira b'yameinu mamash, very, very quickly in our days on a literal level. Here we have a beautiful Chassidic discourse, and the Parshas Lech Lecha, the Rebbe shows us what our work is to do, to go ahead and elevate the world, bring down godliness into the world. We will reveal ourselves, and ultimately we'll have the revelation of the coming Mashiach, and next class will be in Yerushalayim, Ir HaKodesh. Have a great and blessed week. Shavua Tov.